Bathroom renovation in Manhattan and New York City. What actually matters? Bathroom renovation in Manhattan is rarely simple, and it involves far more than choosing tile and swapping fixtures. Every bathroom project here sits inside a larger system of building rules, shared plumbing stacks, insurance requirements, permits, structural limits, and logistical constraints. The room may be small, but the process behind it isn't. What usually determines whether a project succeeds has little to do with finishes. Lighting placement, waterproofing quality, ventilation sizing, plumbing alignment, and compliance with co-op or condo board regulations are the real foundations of a bathroom remodel that lasts in this city. What follows is how the process actually works, what it costs, where the risks hide, and how to approach it professionally. Manhattan is a different renovation environment. Renovating a bathroom in a suburban house allows a great deal of flexibility. Pipes can often be rerouted without affecting anyone else. Work hours are rarely regulated, and materials can be delivered whenever it's convenient. Manhattan operates under almost entirely different rules. Most apartments share plumbing stacks that run vertically through the building, and toilets, tubs, and sinks tend to align with the units above and below. Moving a toilet even a few feet can trigger significant plumbing work, and in some buildings, relocating certain fixtures isn't permitted at all. Work hours are restricted, elevators have to be reserved, and hallways have to be protected. Contractors carry insurance at levels well above what most other cities require, and co-op boards frequently require an alteration agreement, a security deposit, and detailed documentation before anyone starts. All of which means a bathroom renovation here is a regulated process inside a shared structure, rather than a straightforward construction task. What it costs? Cost depends primarily on scope, building type, and finish level, and national averages have very little bearing on what you'll actually pay in Manhattan. Scope, typical range, cosmetic update, fixtures, paint, lighting, a new vanity, $5,000 to $15,000. Mid-range remodel, new tile, new plumbing fixtures, layout refinement, $15,000 to $35,000. Full gut renovation, strip to studs, new waterproofing, plumbing, electrical, starts around $25,000, can pass $75,000. Luxury custom millwork, stone, radiant floors, integrated smart systems, $100,000 to $200,000 or above. Worth understanding is that even a bathroom under 50 square feet carries significant fixed costs. Demolition, waterproofing, inspections, and licensed plumbing don't shrink in proportion to the floor area. Which is why small bathrooms often surprise people on a per square foot basis. Older buildings add financial uncertainty on top of that. Corroded risers, uneven subfloors, deteriorated framing, and outdated wiring can all expand the scope once demolition exposes them, which is why a contingency of at least 10 to 20% is simply responsible planning in New York. Manhattan pricing isn't inflated arbitrarily. It reflects structural realities. Insurance is the first of them, since contractors must maintain higher coverage and co-op boards typically require the building to be named as additional insured, and that coverage feeds directly into labor pricing. Logistics is the second, because materials can't simply arrive and sit on a sidewalk. Elevator scheduling, debris removal rules, and protective coverings for common areas are all mandatory, and work is confined to approved hours. Permitting is the third, since moving plumbing stacks or modifying structural elements generally requires filings with the Department of Buildings, which brings in architects or engineers, drawings, and review time. Asbestos assessment before demolition in any building constructed before April 1, 1987, and that describes the large majority of Manhattan's housing stock. An asbestos assessment is generally required before the DOB will issue a permit for work that disturbs existing materials. In a bathroom, this matters more than most people realize, because old pipe insulation, floor tile, mastic, and plaster are all common places asbestos turns up, and a bathroom renovation disturbs precisely those materials. The process runs through a licensed asbestos investigator who surveys the areas the project will touch and files the results with the DEP, typically as an ACP-5 when no asbestos is found. If the survey does identify asbestos, licensed abatement has to happen before general demolition proceeds, which adds both cost and time. This isn't optional paperwork or a step a good contractor skips to save you money. It's a prerequisite to permitting, and it also protects everyone in an occupied building from exposure. Any contractor experienced in pre-war work will raise it before you ask, and will build the testing and possible abatement into both the timeline and the budget from the start. The process from start to finish, a professional renovation follows a fairly consistent sequence. It begins with understanding how the bathroom is actually used, since storage needs, lighting preferences, accessibility considerations, and daily routines shape the layout far more usefully than aesthetic trends do. Layout planning comes next, analyzing door swings, clearances, and plumbing alignments. In a small Manhattan bathroom, 2 inches genuinely change how the room functions. Only once the layout is technically viable does material selection make sense, because choosing tile before confirming floor leveling requirements or the waterproofing system tends to force a redesign later. Where the building requires board approval, a detailed alteration package has to be assembled, generally including contractor licenses, insurance certificates, a written scope of work, and projected timelines. Construction then moves through demolition, rough plumbing and electrical, waterproofing, inspection, tile, fixtures, and finishing. Flood testing of shower pans and waterproof membranes before any surface closes over them is essential rather than optional. A minor renovation may take several weeks. A full gut renovation typically requires 6 to 10 weeks of active work, and that figure excludes approval and permitting timelines, which should be counted separately when you plan. The technical core of a durable bathroom. Behind every bathroom that works well over time is careful technical planning, and a few systems carry most of the weight. Is the most frequently underestimated. An undersized exhaust fan lets condensation accumulate, which shows up later as peeling paint and mold. So proper duct routing to the exterior or the building shaft matters as much as the fan's rating. Waterproofing has to be continuous and correctly installed. And it's worth being clear that tile and grout are not waterproof on their own. Membrane systems, correct slope toward the drain, and tested shower pans are what actually prevent long-term damage. And in an apartment with neighbors below, this is the single most consequential system in the project. Floor preparation deserves real attention, particularly in pre-war buildings where subfloors are often out of level. Large format tile in particular demands a stable, even substrate to sit on. Electrical planning should account for layered lighting rather than a single fixture, since vanity lighting placed poorly casts hard shadows exactly where you don't want them, and dimmers make a small room considerably more usable. Heated floors need proper insulation beneath the heating element to run efficiently, and they carry a regulatory dimension in New York. Because radiant systems build up the floor assembly and often involve the slab, installing one in a co-op or condo requires board approval, and the electrical work needs to be permitted. Pre-war buildings can complicate matters further, since the height you gain may conflict with door clearances or existing floor levels. Confirm what your building permits before designing around a heated floor rather than after. Small bathroom design in Manhattan. Many Manhattan bathrooms are genuinely compact, and precision design is what separates cramped from comfortable. Keeping plumbing in its existing locations reduces costs substantially, and it also sidesteps the wet-over-dry restrictions that limit how far fixtures can move in the first place. Wall-mounted fixtures create real visual openness where the wall construction supports them, recessed niches keep clutter off surfaces, and running the same flooring from the main area into the shower makes a small room read as a single space rather than several small ones. Mirrors do more work than you would imagine. A large, well-lit mirror expands the perceived depth of the room, and keeping material transitions consistent reduces the visual fragmentation that makes small bathrooms feel smaller. The goal in a compact renovation is clarity rather than complexity. Choosing the right contractor. A contractor working on Manhattan bathrooms needs to understand considerably more than tile installation. Familiarity with co-op board procedures, DOB filings, elevator logistics, insurance documentation, and neighbor coordination is what actually keeps a project moving. Clear itemized estimates prevent most misunderstandings, while vague proposals tend to generate change orders later. Ask for references from projects completed in comparable buildings, because experience inside the New York system matters far more here than generic remodeling experience elsewhere. Renovation is long-term value. Bathrooms carry disproportionate weight in how buyers perceive a Manhattan apartment, and an updated one signals that the unit has been cared for. That said, over-improving well beyond the standard of the building rarely returns proportionally. Mid-range renovations executed with strong technical discipline tend to offer the most balanced investment. A bathroom should align with the character of the apartment and with what the local market actually expects, rather than aiming past both, what success looks like. A bathroom renovation in Manhattan is a technical project inside a shared urban structure, rather than a decorative exercise. When the layout has been studied carefully, the plumbing is aligned intelligently, the waterproofing is installed correctly, the ventilation is properly sized, and the permits and approvals are handled responsibly, the result is a room that simply works without ever demanding your attention. Precision defines success here far more reliably than extravagance does. Do I need an asbestos inspection for a bathroom renovation? In a building constructed before April 1987, an asbestos assessment is generally required before renovation work that may disturb existing materials. A bathroom renovation can disturb materials where asbestos may be present, including old pipe insulation, floor tile, mastic. If the survey finds no asbestos-containing materials requiring abatement, the permit process can move forward. If asbestos is identified, licensed asbestos abatement must be completed before the affected renovation work proceeds. Can I move my toilet or shower to a different spot? Sometimes, but the first step is to check with your building before planning to relocate any bathroom fixtures. Shared vertical plumbing stacks and wet over dry restrictions can limit how far fixtures can be moved, and some buildings prohibit relocating certain fixtures altogether. Keeping the existing plumbing locations is also substantially less expensive. For this reason, many well-designed small bathroom renovations work around the existing fixture locations rather than relocating them. How long does a bathroom renovation take? A minor bathroom refresh can typically be completed in a few weeks. A full gut renovation generally requires 6 to 10 weeks of active construction. This construction period is separate from the time required for board approval, DOB permitting. Depending on the building and the scope of work, these approvals and permits can add several weeks or longer to the overall project timeline. Can I install heated floors in a co-op apartment? Often, but not automatically. Radiant floor heating increases the thickness of the floor assembly and involves permitted electrical work, so it requires board approval in most co-ops and condos. In some pre-war buildings, the additional floor height can also create conflicts with door clearances, adjoining floor levels. Raise the question with your building early, since radiant floor heating affects the floor design from the beginning. What's the single most important part of the project? Waterproofing is the most critical consideration. Tile and grout are not waterproof on their own, and every finish in the bathroom depends on the membrane system beneath it. In an apartment building, a waterproofing failure can cause damage to the unit below, creating significant liability. This makes waterproofing both one of the most technical and one of the most consequential decisions in a bathroom renovation.